This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. With the full House meeting today to debate and vote on revenue-raising measures, tension is abundant. The House Money Committee's got an early start, and despite his comment Wednesday,
not really in a rush to deal with the Senate just yet.
Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry took up Senate measures to use the rainy day fund.
We pretty much have to do it.
And the bill to use the first $200 million coming from BP. Both advanced. Over in House Ways and Means, a bill that would add a half cent to state sales tax and remove exemptions from the other 4 cents had Committee Chair Neil Abramson on edge about the fiscal note.
We will collect $270 million on sales tax, which is now being applied to business utilities at a 4.5% rate. All the sales tax holidays are gone, and now we will receive $5.6 million at a 4.5% sales tax rate.
Abramson questioned where the legislative fiscal office got their numbers.
Since we're basing some of our votes and decisions on those numbers, I'm just trying to figure out what numbers we're using.
In particular, he had concerns about the estimate for a sales tax exemption category designated as other. Fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht tried to explain.
Anything that the taxpayer wants to remove from his tax liability rolls into a miscellaneous line called other. We don't know what's actually in that other category.
This fiscal note could be $180 million low.
It could be greater. Could be less.
Abramson still didn't like it, saying,
if we're going to vote on something, particularly that imposes a tax on our constituents, we need to know what we're doing to them.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.